10 seconds for the English student. Good afternoon. Welcome to Berlin. My name is Arne Tindendahl. The next piece got to be played, and I thought, because I didn't make an English translation of my introduction in time, so I thought I'd make this introduction now here. You will see a projection there. And actually, it's on the wrong position. Maybe I can get it a better position. There in the projection is actually what the computer is doing in some sort of a graphical representation. You have a record display button, and the cursor is going to move over the graphics. And actually, these blocks indicate positions where something is going to get recorded. But what is going to be recorded is completely up to the musicians. And whenever something is green, then the recorded stuff will be played back and it will be stretched and transposed in the way as indicated in the graphics. That's all there is to it, and I thought I explained that ahead of time. The computer is empty in the beginning, so there's nothing in the computer. And the whole idea has a lot to do with open source. I thought that it would be a nice way to work with musicians, not to have a fixed composition, but to define something maybe in a structural way, and then have the musicians work with that. And we met last summer the first time, also Mosaic and me. And I put the patch on their computer so they can play with it and experiment with it. And then we would meet from time to time. And it's very clearly a work in progress. We have version 2 now today, the second performance we're doing. And I hope you enjoy the show. Okay, that's it.
Reset first? Yes, reset. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. for coming for this, I think, very interesting concert. At the beginning, I have thanked the institution of Tesla, but now I want to thank also the persons behind the institutions. That is, here from the Tesla, that is Carsten, that is Ulrike, that is Götz, and the whole staff here from Tesla. I want also to thank very much to Ingrid from the DRD office. She is also responsible for the printing of the very nice Linux audio concert flyer. I want also to thank the four students. The four students of our department, led by Eki, special thanks to Andrei Batetsky, who has run the show here. The bar is open for a few minutes.
I'm deaf now.
Hier wird jetzt aktuell noch gestreamt, ja. Das heißt, ich bin jetzt zu hören.
Möglich, ja, wenn Björn und Eric mich schon zugemacht haben.
Das sind doch Aussichten. Hallo.
Thank you.
just like, it's kind of open source concept. No, you really show, you're really open, you know, you just show what you're doing.
Right, that's actually the only thing which is really difficult to do with these machines. No, but actually it's working. It works. And you can do all that other kind of nice things with loops, actually, in there. You record whatever you want to do, and then you do kind of, the language is very straightforward. You just have, it's all visible.
I don't know how it is.
Well, no, I devise a language in order to generate the graphics and the recording and whatever. And this is very simple because you just make records and you call some sort of object. You say what it should draw. And for the time it draws it for the first time, it will be colored red. It will generate a sequence from PD which will be recording. The next time you use the same symbol like 01 or whatever you call it, it will know that now it has to play back the original one, and then you just specify transposition and stretch. And then when you put it around brackets, right, exactly. The Lisp just renders the sequence and the graphics, and the graphics and sequence is fed into PD. And the point is that PD has 16 patches, so the idea is actually that during the rehearsing, I can change the graphics very quickly and then send it to all of them. That was the major work, to be able to send it right away to, let's say, patch number 3 and patch number 4, and then I leave. I can keep 1, 2, 3, 4 and rehearse with them. Don't have that much time rehearsing. So the idea is to do this like kind of in time, like just doing it on the spot and then go away and develop it from there. But we just started, so the point is we don't know where we will arrive.
It's not quite like that,
you know. No, it's not. It's getting close.
Yeah.
And I hope that in the long run that it's getting more precise. But the idea was for me not defining it, because I know that I can't compose whatever. The idea was kind of defined, just wait from what comes from them, and we would try to do it like Wikipedia or something like that, you know, not defining it. That was for me very important. And I will see what's coming on in the long run. And if it's not working out, then we just keep it.
Yeah.
das hat jetzt auch der gesagt. Er sagte, er findet es besser, wenn man. Ja, und er findet es fast besser, wenn man Musik hört. Ich finde es. Ich würde eher. Ja, das haben wir jetzt.
Linux-Audio-Tage sind alles.
Achso, Mareihe?
Ja.
Warte mal kurz. Wann, wo?
Also, ja, ich hätte ja einfach den Leuten das nicht so gefallen.
Das ist im gleichen. Auch 104, ne? Ja. Bin ich ja da. Da bin ich auf jeden Fall hingekommen.
kurz betrinken.
Stimmt.
So. Kann ich hier rausziehen ohne Probleme?
Die Lautsprecher sind auch für.
Unten.
Hat er schon seinen Rechner mitgenommen?
Ja.
Da, wo der Spaß auch. Als Peter hat mich auch mal gesagt.
Was?
Ich hätte es mal gesagt.
Nein. Und der Ernst kann man Spaß noch machen. Ich habe es nicht. So. So I think